Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Oh my goodness, what we have today. We're talking to Patrick Coffin about the vaccine. We're talking to him about the election. He is somebody that I've gotten to know. I love him. He's tremendous. In hour two, we're talking to Nick Searcy about his new film. Alvin and I watched it together under a quilt. Wasn't it a sweet time we had? Yeah. No, seriously, it's a great film. America, America. You can find it at salemnow.com. Use the code Eric. What else do we need to talk about tonight? Is it really Wednesday tonight?
Yeah.
Our man, our main man, who's standing right behind me. If you're watching this on video,
behind me.
If
too,
you're not watching this on video, he's standing in front of me. His name is Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow. Go to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric, and he's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. This is kind of a big deal. I don't really want to watch Jimmy Kimmel, but I would watch it for this.
Yeah. I agree. It's going to be an interesting evening with Jimmy Kimmel and Mike Lindell going head to head. And I'm just hoping that both Jimmy and Mike use the code Eric when they shop at mypillow.com.
I know. Who do we pay off for? So Jimmy Kimmel would say, go to mypillow.com, use the code Eric. Who would we pay? Well, look, we're living through strange times. I have to tell you, Chris, where are you, Chris? Are you at a Pink Floyd concert? What is happening?
Yeah, I was stuck in a 1987 yearbook photo and not sure how to get out.
It's so horrifying. That's, I don't know what the heck.
If people are
watching this on video, now they can't watch us on YouTube anymore because we're banned from YouTube. Chris, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so they have these communist robot AI bots that scan video content for objectionable things. I guess whatever pisses China off, they don't like it. So it's sort of like baseball, three strikes and you're out. And we had two strikes for a number of months and it finally dropped off. And then the day after we got a strike again. So we're in YouTube purgatory for the next week. We can't post anything.
It's unbelievable. This is why we need to mention to people Rumble. We need you to go to rumble.com and sign up. We only have 10,000 subscribers on Rumble. We've got over 200,000 on YouTube. We need people to kind of come on over to Rumble. And then Frank's speech today has finally gone live. So you can see us on Frank's speech. Chris, have we loaded our programs onto Frank's speech? What do we have there?
Yeah, we've definitely seeded our channel, so we have podcasts and videos on there. We'll be adding more, sort of well-documented tech issues with the platform. They've gotten the kinks out. So I was on this morning, and it was working a bit better. But they're still working on it. So we'll have everything updated as the days go by this week.
Okay, so we want to tell people, if you want to go to frankspeech.com, check us out. I think that we just need to do this because of the way things are going in this country. I think we need to know that we all have a job to do. It's not like it used to be where we just kind of sit on our hands and let everything go to heck. We are now in heck and we need to get out of heck. And the way you do that is you do stuff. You do this, you do that. So sending our videos to your friends. Actually, the main thing, I say this to everybody, but I don't say it enough when I do speaking gigs. I was in California. I want to say to people, please go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for my newsletter because we send you the videos. Yesterday, I interviewed Alan Dershowitz. Really wonderful conversation. He was terrific, I have to say. I really enjoyed him. And I saw a different side of him yesterday than, he's fun. And I enjoyed that. So we need to see if we can get him back on. But if you don't go to ericmetaxas.com and sign up for the newsletter, it's hard to get these videos because now some of them are on Rumble, some are on YouTube. So we want you to be able to get the videos. We're trying to transition to TV, folks. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and something else that people can do while we're going to heck in a handbasket, it would be nice if you're wearing an Eric Metaxas Show t-shirt, and you can go to shopmetaxas.com and you can buy a t-shirt. You can buy this beautiful hat that I'm wearing. You can buy mugs. You can even buy my books, the Hamster Home series. The box set is there. Instead of buying it at amazon.com, buying it at shopmetaxas.com, and the Donald the Caveman books signed by Eric Metaxas, all there.
Shop, you know, something we haven't really talked about Shop Metaxas, but I do have to say that if you go to Shop Metaxas, you can go to it on our radio website, metaxastalk.com. But if you go to Shop Metaxas, the mugs, the t-shirts, and the hats are very cheap. They're priced to sell, folks. I just want to tell you, if you want some cheap junk, go to shopmetaxas.com. There's also expensive stuff there. There's like a travel mug, like a metallic expensive travel mug. It's like 25 or 30. I don't know. It's like, but it's like state of the art. There's also a 10 ounce tumbler.
Hey, Eric. Yeah, yes. Eric, we should consider doing a special commemorative de Blasio 2021 mug for New York City. It's, you know, de Blasio, I got mugged in NYC, Metaxas Show mug or something like that.
You're so clever. You should be on radio. Yeah. We should do that. I got mugged in New York.
That's pretty good.
And all I got was this mug. Well, look, folks, we should also tell you that if you go to Shop Metaxas, there is all of my caveman books signed are there. So if you want a special gift signed, but Albin's books are there. Shop Metaxas has a lot of swag. We'll put more on it. And also mystore.com has most of my books. We're going to put more of my books there. They're great prices, very good prices. I think the Seven Women book, it's like a $20 book. I think it's, I don't know, $8 or $7. We're passing on our savings to you. And I just thought there to be a place where people can go that's not Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So you're not feeding that beast. So if you go to mystore.com, which is part of mypillow.com, and use the code Eric, pretty amazing savings. And we're going to be putting more stuff there in the weeks.
But by the way, too, don't forget myslippers.com. That actually is a website. It takes you to my store. Myslipper.com.
Everybody's slippers. Raving about Mike Lindell's slippers.
Yep. He has them.
So we should also say we have a new sponsor on the program. This one, I got to tell you, I'm excited about because everyone says that if you don't want to catch COVID or whatever, you need to be taking vitamin D, you need to take zinc, magnesium, and some other stuff. Many people are already taking those things. You should, folks, you should. But if you're going to take vitamin D, you're supposed to take it with vitamin K. Nobody knows that. And so you can't find it with vitamin K. If you go to Nutramedics.com, they only sell it combined with vitamin K. So when you take your vitamin D pill every day, 5,000, units, you take the pill, but you already get it with the vitamin K. The zinc and magnesium are there. There's all kinds of stuff. They sell melatonin, they sell stevia, a lot of stuff that people are already using, but it's super high quality. And the company Nutramedics.com, that's M-E-D-I-X, Nutramedics.com, they're founded by a missionary pilot. This guy is hardcore. We're going to have him on this program. Alvin, we got to schedule that because the guy is just interesting to talk to. Yeah. He gets into all of why they sell the stuff they do. But what I love is that they have given away millions of dollars to missions, to charities that we believe in. Yeah. And, you know, they give away 50% of all of their profits to missions and to these charities. So if you're going to give your money to a company, you're going to get vitamin D. Why give it to CVS? Why give it to wherever you get vitamin D or zinc or magnesium or melatonin or stevia? Why not give it to a company that uses 50% of their profits to give to missions and charity? It's one of those things. I just don't understand why you wouldn't do that. And besides, the stuff is spectacular. All right. Final thoughts. Please go to ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Please sign up your friends at the newsletter. I mean, we're just trying to spread the word, and it gets very tough because we're canceled on YouTube. When we come back, we're talking to a hero. His name is Patrick Coffin. Stick around. Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year, and I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Hey there, folks. This is what I like to call the Eric Metaxas Show. They let me do that, so I call it the Eric Metaxas Show. I've been named Eric Metaxas the majority of my life, and I'm gonna continue to be called Eric Metaxas. And so, why shouldn't I be able to call my show the Eric Metaxas Show? And why shouldn't I be able to have the kind of guests that I want to have? Like, for example, Patrick Coffin. Some of you maybe have seen me on Patrick Coffin's show. But have you seen him on my show? Well, now you're going to see him on my show. Patrick Coffin, welcome.
I'm so honored to be here, Eric, fellow wordsmith, and you've out-dappered me again, I'm afraid.
I don't know what you mean by that, but thank you very much. I got to tell you, the title of your website is RestoreTheCulture.com.
That's beautiful. That's for the summit that we're going. That's the permanent home of the summit, which is now turning into a summit series.
What do you mean summit?
Oh, this coming weekend, the world's largest pushback against all of it, the unscientific mask army, the social distancing, the vaccine, and its role in the Great Reset. That's called Truth Over Fear. That website you just mentioned, RestoreTheCulture.com, is the home of the summits on that theme. This coming weekend.
It's this weekend.
Yeah. It's this weekend. Yeah.
Folks, you got to listen. This weekend. This weekend. So what is this weekend? Is it April 30th?
It is, yeah.
Friday, May 1st? Second.
Yeah, May 1st. And we had to add a second day because we had too many last-minute speakers just kind of storm our gate saying, your audience needs to see this. I've done a lot of media interviews in the last couple of weeks, Eric, and this has blown up into a much bigger event than we anticipated. 40 speakers from all across the spectrum of faith and politics. You've got... Rosa Quire, who's the head of her website is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is presenting on the corruption within the big pharma industry. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the former papal nuncio under St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict.
Vigano, you got Vigano. Mm-hmm.
I got
that
Vigano.
Dude. Listen, yeah. we should tell my audience, many of whom are Catholic, you're Catholic. The fact that you got vegano, seriously, big deal. That man is a hero. I don't know if I've ever met a papal nuncio, but I think I wrote about them in my Luther book. The papal nuncio, vegano, is a hero. He has said things that practically no one else saying. Yeah. Let me ask you, since you're Catholic, what accounts, because I always ask John Zmirak about this, how is it possible that the Catholic Church can be so supremely awful on so many things and yet have heroes like Vigano and you and John Zmirak? How is it possible that so many of the bishops aren't speaking out against Joe Biden and his pro-abortion policies? It doesn't make sense to those of us who are, you know, evangelicals. We say, well, we don't have a hierarchy. We know that we are pro-life, but we can't say to somebody, hey, you have to leave because you're pro-abortion. But Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and others are not called out by the Pope or by the U.S. bishops.
Eric, you sound like me with your rhetorical question, but
yes,
since
I
you're
do.
Asking me, it's not rhetorical. Catholics stand on a claim that is either intensely evil, arrogant, or it's true, and that is that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, uniquely founded the Catholic Church in his lifetime and established a hierarchy so that we wouldn't remain orphans. And that hierarchy, known as the magisterium, claims to speak for Jesus Christ himself. That's what the gift of infallibility means. Doesn't mean every pronouncement from every pope is true. It means when the pope speaks from the chair of Peter on faith or morals, he's preserved from error.
But he never does, obviously. He just spouts off to, you know.
Right. So you're talking about the thing, you're talking about an 8-year odyssey of wincing and weeping and scratching your head with Pope Francis. We could do easily a 9-hour show on the problems that he presents and the challenges that he throws up because of his weaponized ambiguity, because of his lining up with every single stance that he takes, every utterance that comes from his mouth, independent of official documents, lines up in reverse opposite to what John Paul II or Benedict or any previous pope would do. There's no doubt about that. He's a left-leaning South American Jesuit. He's the first post-Second Vatican Council formed pontiff, and he is a bad pope. He is an exceptionally unclear representative of Christ in the Catholic Church. We've had almost 40 antipopes in history, Eric. I would not be surprised if Holy Mother Church, sooner or later, reveals that this guy was either wasn't pope because the election was canonically invalid, or the resignation of Pope Benedict was not invalid. Irrespective of that, it's best to start your day with prayer, stay close to our Lord Jesus Christ, and live a good Christian life, because, you know, Catholics have always been led by sinners. There's a number of ways to see our present crisis. I like to think of it as our Lord's having a power nap in the boat. But Jesus napping in the boat, Jesus asleep with us is infinitely better than Jesus not with us.
Exactly.
And so that's my stand.
Okay. Well, tell us about RestoreTheCulture.com and what's happening this weekend and how people can get there and what to expect. But Vigano, amazing, amazing.
Yeah. He's our keynote address, audio only for security reasons. I think he's one of God's prophets on this earth. He does reflect the patrimony of papal teaching and being contra mundi, against the powers of the world, against moral relativism, against tyranny. Look at the way John Paul II went after communism, having lived under its boot, along with Nazi fascism. This is a whole, as my mother would say, whole of the kettle of fish. But Archbishop Vigano is exquisitely bold. He's articulate. He calls things by their right name, and he's sort of our main guy. I'm still pinching myself that we got a yes from him, and very, very grateful. Two other Catholics. I'll mention the only two other Catholic figures. One is Bishop Athanasius Schneider, another hero of mine, the auxiliary bishop of Kazakhstan. He's going to talk about the morality of cooperating in vaccines made from the bodies of murdered babies.
And I want to come back to that. Yeah, so tell us the third one quickly. Go ahead.
Yes, Father Michael Copenhagen in Rochester. He's a Melkite Rite priest, and he's got serious Catholic bioethics chops, and he's going to cover the same thing from a slightly different angle.
Okay. John Zmirak wrote an article at stream.org with Jay Richards. Both of them, of course, are Catholics. And he wrote about something that no one is talking about. And it's magnificent to me that he says this, but he says that all three vaccine lines, they're not really even vaccines, whatever you want to call them, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and, you know, Sears Roebuck, all three lines are made using fetal tissue. Is that a fact?
As I understand it, as a fact, there's a question mark about the J&J. See, I'm the organizer. I'm not the MD.
All right, but I guess I'm just saying this because he says that one of them claims that the Johnson & Johnson claims that they used a miscarried baby. But then he and Jay Richards make the case that, well, you cannot use dead tissue, and a miscarriage results in a dead baby, and it's not fresh. You cannot use it medically. In any event, you're saying that every Catholic, and I would argue every Christian, ought to have moral qualms about taking the vaccine simply because of this issue.
Yes. Yeah. I don't believe the theory that it was a miscarriage. I mean, did you have a mother waiting in the hospital or the lab and they knew it was going to miscarry? And thank you for your work for science, ma'am. We'll take your deceased child. I don't buy that story. But even if that's true, I like to do a thought experiment. It makes people queasy, but I think it's accurate. Would you take a vaccine tonight at 7 p.m. if you knew that it was drawn because of a woman who was raped at noon on the same day or killed on the same day? And that's how they either tested or manufactured the thing that you're going to take to make you feel better in the evening. Most people would say absolutely not. Well, all you're doing with what really is going on with HEK or human embryonic kidney cells is you're subtracting day after day after day until the date of that abortion. So it doesn't affect the morality. It's just the pause in time between the abortion and taking the vaccine.
So okay, but the point you're making, I think, is that anybody who is pro-life has to see that there's a moral problem with taking the vaccine.
I think so. But I think
nobody's talking about this, Patrick. No one is talking about this.
Yeah, yeah. There's a small minority of Catholic activists who are talking about it. I could name them, and God bless them.
That's problem kind of my point, though.
Yeah, a small minority
of Catholic activists.
It is. It's
they don't really have much of a voice in America, and most Americans are being told they should take this.
Yeah, the USCCB should just go away. It's a corrupt, bloated bureaucracy that has no Catholic authority.
What does that stand for?
The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. It was formed in the 60s. It doesn't have any doctrinal authority, whether it's a committee or an official pronouncement.
Yeah,
Father Richard John Newhouse called it the Democratic Party at prayer.
Actually, I remember that. I knew Father Newhouse. What a hero. Okay, folks, we're talking to Patrick Coffin. RestoreTheCulture.com. Check it out. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you certainly heard me talk about MyPillow and how their products have literally changed my life. Now, have you tried the pillow? They don't go flat. You can wash them, dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. They're made in the USA, and for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for the lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. It's originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code ERIC. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Folks, you know I use these products, and they're fantastic. Call 800-978-3057 and use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC. Folks, I'm talking to Patrick Coffin. Yes, Patrick Coffin, welcome. Honestly, you're fun to talk to, whether I'm interviewing you or you're interviewing me. And you say things that nobody else is saying, or very few people are saying. We were just talking about the moral issue of the vaccine. John Zmierich was on here the other day talking about this, and I thought it's fascinating that we have so many pro-life voices in America, but hardly anyone is hearing that these vaccines are problematic for that issue. That's a pretty big issue.
It's a big issue, objectively speaking. The problem is we're inured to what abortion is. No one talks about what an abortion is. Well, it's a social issue, women's right to choose. All the rhetoric covers it over like spray paint. Abortion is the murder of an innocent baby. And the baby's body is desiccated, chopped up with either a scalpel or burned to death if it's saline. Up to the moment of death. Excuse me, ironic, Freudian slip. Up to the moment of birth. And so how can you profit with a vaccine that'll make you feel better if that act is at its foundation? Now, that's only two of the 40 presentations are talking about that, Eric. Most of them are family doctors with expertise in early treatment of COVID symptoms. I'd like to mention Dr. Zev Zelenko. He's a doctor in upstate New York. He's a Hasidic Jew. He wrote an open letter to President Trump last March about hydroxychloroquine. No one had heard of hydroxychloroquine, really. And then it launched because the president took it, and it became the first politicized drug in history. Dr. Zev has an amazing track record in treating people with early onset symptoms using ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D, and so on. It's called the Z-Pak. Also from Germany, we have two German experts. One is an attorney named Rainer Fulmich. Rainer is licensed to practice law in California, so his English is perfect. He has organized an international coronavirus committee to launch class action lawsuits against Big Pharma and anyone responsible for wrongful deaths, because someone has to pay for this. Someone has to pay for all the old people with COVID or without COVID who were forced into old age homes to die with no treatment. His fellow German, Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, is one of the first people I've ever seen that back in February or March to call this. And he's a pulmonologist and an internist. And he's just a very articulate spokesman for sanity. Judy Mikovits, the PhD biomedical scientist, who was the subject of Mickey Willis's documentary Plandemic and its follow-up Indoctrination, is speaking. Let me just skip to the end. Oh, you know what? I'll mention one of Jay Richards' co-authors of The Price of Panic. His name's William Briggs. On Twitter, he's at famed celebrity, statistician to the stars. And Matt Briggs has a terrific way of understanding how you can tell that they're lying with numbers. But the final speaker, we have some Spanish MDs and journalists as well on Sunday. The final speaker is 90-year-old Spitfire, the courageous Vera Sharav, whose family were killed in a Nazi camp in the late 30s, early 40s. Vera says the patterns that she grew up under, the thing that she lived through, are now being recapitulated on a global scale. And the ominous parallels are very frightening to imagine. And back then, you say 1936, 1937, there's not going to be genocide here. This is just a sort of a bad crazy man. And we know how that story ended.
You know something, it's funny you say that, because I've been talking about this more and more recently. When I was writing my Bonhoeffer book, I realized that I could sort of smell this beginning to happen in America. And here we are now, 11 years after I wrote the book, or after it came out. And it is clear that what I'm writing about helped me to understand what is happening now. Nobody in the mid-30s had a clue that the death camps were a possibility. When we went to the Berlin Olympics in 1936, the Nazis were not yet full-blown Nazis. They were still having to kind of play ball, go by certain rules. It wasn't until the war happened that it was the gloves came off. So when we talk, for example, about going to Beijing for the Olympics, I think you've got to be kidding. How could we possibly have Olympics in a country that is already where the Nazis were way past 1936? They are murdering Uyghur Muslims. These are just words to us, Patrick. They're murdering healthy human beings for their organs. It is one of the most demonic, diabolical things. It is happening right now. And unless you know this history, it doesn't really have any meaning. it doesn't seem to me that we can participate in these Olympics. It just doesn't seem possible. Yeah.
I totally agree. You're using all the right words. And this is why, if you look at the speaker lineup at restoretheculture.com, we have lifelong Democrat icons, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We have Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Get a more traditionalist, minded conservative bishop with who's on fire with the Holy Spirit. We have medical doctors, Dr. Leland Stillman, the pioneering psychiatrist who's probably done more to fight corruption in the pharmaceutical industry is psychiatrist Peter Bregan. He and his wife Ginger have written it's really the book. It's called COVID-19 and the Global Predators. He became famous for writing the book Talking Back to Prozac. Dr. Bregan's done over 100 expert testimonies in trials, and he has a very interesting angle. We have since your audience are Christian, I'll mention John Carpe. You've never heard of John Carpe, but he is the president of the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms in Alberta, Canada. He's representing in his team Pastor James Coates. If you've never heard of Pastor Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, he's a Christian minister outside Edmonton. And around Ash Wednesday this year, he decided after praying and reading the science of both sides of the story, he didn't agree with the provincial mandate for a maximum amount of people in his church, and he did not require the mask.
Is he the one that called out the Gestapo?
No, that's
Calgary. Somebody else. Okay, we come back, we're going to sort this out, folks.
Sure.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
That old wheel is going to roll around once more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm talking to Patrick Coffin. RestoreTheCulture.com is the website. When does this conference go live, Patrick?
9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, Friday, April 30th until mid-afternoon, Sunday the 2nd.
Okay, so less than 2 days away.
Yeah.
You were just making a point about your guest, Coates.
Yes. The lead attorney on his defense team is John Carpe. Pastor Coates was jailed. This father of two young kids, a beautiful wife, Christian minister, thrown in jail by the RCMP and the other authorities in Alberta because he disagreed with the mandates to force people to wear diaper faces and impede their breathing, and also the number of people in his church, even though, 700 people can wander through Costco, no problem. So he was jailed, put in a maximum security remand center outside Edmonton for 35 days. And when they finally released him, the RCMP came again with no papers, no warrant, and put a chain link fence around his church so that no one could go in the church. We're talking police state tactics now. In Canada. That's only one example. And Alberta is supposed to be the conservative province. It's kind of sort of like Texas North. Not anymore. And so John Carpe is going to tell the whole story before, during, and after, and what this spells for Canadians and Americans regarding freedom of religion and assembly.
Do you see, I guess I should ask you, because we realize that we're in a kind of a madness crisis. Most Americans, it seems to me, get it. They know this is ridiculous. They know this is stupid. They may not be able to articulate every detail of it, but they just in their gut can see that this is, most of it is preposterous to what is happening. A lot is happening. Where do you see this going? In other words, are you one of these people who believes we're in the end times? Are you one of these people who believes that that this will lead to some kind of revival, or do you not know? What do you think?
I think it's a very important and very complicated question. As a Christian myself, I believe that the promises of Christ will come true, that he will return and that his return will be preceded by the rise of the man of perdition or the man of sin or the Antichrist. However, the scripture gives several different models.
Why don't you just say Francis? Cut to the chase. Go ahead.
I believe Pope Francis and his ilk are a remote preparation for the Antichrist. Because the Antichrist, he can't be a guy with the pitchfork and the red tights. He has to be a credible apparently speaking for Christ. That's what a good liar is. A credible liar is not going to spout a tall tale. It's going to be the truth with a spin on it so that people will believe it. I'm not saying he is the Antichrist. The other things have to happen as well. But I think the global amount of apostasy, the people who've emptied churches all over the world, Eric, there's nothing like this in church history where just to use the Catholic context, for every adult who comes into the church, six leave. Now, if that was Exxon, I think the president would have the regional managers on the carpet saying, what is going on here? But we're just, you know.
John Zmirak wrote a graphic novel that is, I think it's called The Grand Inquisitor. And he basically has a pope behaving similarly. But he wrote this years ago, 10 years ago. But it's brilliant. Yeah. It is extraordinary to think where we are right now. But it seems to me on the positive side, people are waking up. You know, people who will tune in to Restore the Culture this weekend. There are people that they see these things, and in a way, it's forcing them to wake up. They thought everything was fine, and they realize it's not fine. I better do something, which I think is good.
I think it's a good sign, too. I also think it's good that this is not a GOP versus Democrat, traditionalist versus progressive thing. This is about good and evil, right and wrong. Someone I'm in touch with now is Naomi Wolf, who, you know, Clintonista, definitely Democrat, liberal-minded woman. She nails this. She says these vaccine passports, to take the beginning of a list of the things that she's talking about, they're not about COVID. They're about your data. They're about tracking you, controlling you in the end. So there's a difference, though, Eric, between knowing above the neck that there's a problem and walking with your feet to not comply. The answer to this is that we, the people, have to say the word no. Just pucker your lip, like Dave Ramsey says. No. It's like you're kissing someone.
No.
No. Not wearing a mask. Tell me why I need to stand 6 feet. Why not 60 or four?
Well, look, there are people in Manhattan. I live in New York City, as you know. And I look out the window and I see people walking down the street outside on a sunny day. They're wearing masks. And I think, why are they doing that? In other words, it's one thing to say, we don't need masks here, here, and here. But I mean, outside, isn't that the most basic thing, the most preposterous thing, that people are walking down sidewalks wearing masks? It's just extraordinary to even see it.
Jesus calls us sheep. You ever been around sheep? They're dumb. They don't know how many O's there are in stupid. So if a doctor or a white smocked high priest called, you know, a media anchor or a doctor. Let's take a doctor by the name of Tony Fauci, who has seen a grand total of zero COVID patients. He's not what you and I think of as a doctor. He's a capitalist researcher. And so it's hiding in plain sight. The devil always overplays his card. The oligarchs, they can't help themselves. They have to kind of tip their hat and do something ridiculous. And let me give you one example. This week, the CDC issued a document that kind of backtracked on the mask requirement. And a lot of my friends say, oh, that's so good. Yeah, they're recognizing. No, stop. Stop wearing a mask at all. You're slowly being conditioned to feel guilty about standing up for your God-given freedoms. I just became a U.S. citizen 2 weeks ago, Eric. So
Whoa.
So I'm my wife and I hit the ground fighting. I was born in Canada. She's from Peru.
So where are you located? What city?
We're between Hollywood and Mexico in Orange County, California.
You know, I forgot that. I was just there and I didn't realize, not that I had any time, but you are in between Hollywood and Mexico. Where'd you come up with that? That's clever.
I just made it up now.
I like it. Orange County, the OC. Okay. So you've become an American citizen, my friend. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome to the club.
Thank you. I can now hold my hand proudly on my breast when the national anthem and I can pledge allegiance. Because my wife and I don't wear masks, armed guards came out. We did our oath to the flag outside the government building.
Yeah.
So if you stand up to it, it's a paper tiger, folks. Think about
it. It's kind of like when I would land in New York and they would say, we need to have your like information about where you've been. You need to fill out these forms, whatever. And I said, do you have any authority to make me do that? Can you make me do that? No, but I said, okay, I'll see you.
Yeah, have a great day.
It's so funny because it's like, do you want to track me? I don't really feel like being tracked, if you don't mind. We're going to keep talking to Patrick Coffin, folks. Go to RestoreTheCulture.com starting Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be right back.
Hey,
everybody.
Whoa.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show with my sidekick slash producer, Albin Sadar.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were the sidekick.
No, I could be. I could play the role of sidekick. Listen, I'm very versatile. People don't believe me. I was talking to Kevin Sorbo. He's doing these movies. I said, Kevin, give me a part. I don't care what it is. I will show you. You want to know what acting is? I will show you. Hey, you, Sorbo. Hey, Sorbo, I'm talking to you.
You could be Kevin's body double.
I could do it. I'm so ripped, it's not even funny.
Don't joke about those things.
Here's what we need to talk about real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
A couple things.
Okay.
There are still people not signed up for our newsletter.
What?
Yep. Oh. And I was talking to some friends yesterday, and they said, where do we find these videos? And I got really, you know, smoke started coming out of my ears, and I said, hey, you get my email, don't you? If you open up the email, every email, we send it out like about twice a week, sometimes more, has all the previous videos. So you're saying, when did Eric have Lou Dobbs on? Where do I find that? When did Eric have Mike Lindell on? When did Eric have Milo Yiannopoulos on? You have to subscribe to ericmetaxas.com. That's the first announcement. The second announcement, we keep talking about people going to mypillow.com and mystore.com. My books are mostly available at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Well, guess what?
What?
We have a new sponsor called Nutramedics.
Oh, yeah.
N-U-T-R-A. Nutramedics, M-E-D-I-X. Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. You also have to use the code Eric with them. But if you use melatonin, resveratrol, stevia, which is a sweetener, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, like this is all the stuff, magnesium, that I take anyway, right?
The whole alphabet, there
curcumin,
it is.
They've got it all, folks. And I just want to say, if you use any of that stuff, my attitude, the reason I'm so excited about Nutramedics and I'm excited to work with them, they give 50% of all of their profits to missions. Did you hear that? 50% to missions and to similar charities. And I'm going to find out what charities. And they have a goal to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. And to put a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. That's their goal. They've already accomplished the first one.
Yay.
And the second one.
Yes.
If you missed that, you can look it up on microfiche at the library. But they did put a man on the moon in the 60s.
Good.
Nutramedics is going to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. It said 2030. And I thought 2030, that's like 2050, right? No. And then I realized, it's a few years away.
Yeah.
But you have to use the code Eric. But honestly, most of their stuff, just look them up online. You can read their story. We're going to have the founder on this program. But it's hard not for me to be excited because I think I buy all this stuff anyway from somebody. I might as well buy it from Nutramedics.com, and 50% of their profits goes to things that I believe in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
You can't lose. You cannot lose.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Well, what I'd like to say, the weekend is here or coming up, and it's, you know, that's exciting. And did you mention that people have to you did. Well, sign up for your newsletter.
Did I ever mention that? I don't think I've ever mentioned that. Go to ericmetaxas.com.
Use the code Eric. It's double free.
See, now when you confuse people like that, that's bad.
That is.
ericmetaxas.com. Actually, we'll mention one thing before we go. If you go to our radio website, which is metaxastalk.com, yes, there is a banner to support voter integrity in Georgia. Everybody, all of the woke corporations, Coca-Cola, which I'll never drink again,
right,
Delta Airlines, all of these folks are lining up saying that voter integrity is racist. Actually, they are racist. That's, I don't have time to break it down.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, please go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner, and sign the petition for voter integrity in Georgia. Voter integrity is for all Americans, folks. Make no mistake. That's the point of it. All right. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we're here for you. All right.